welcome to this, our service for Sunday, November the 27th, 2022. It's our first Sunday of Advent, and at the Church of the Epiphany, it's White Gift Sunday. The flowers in the sanctuary today are to the glory of God and in loving memory of a dear husband, Robert, granddaughter, Lindsay, grandson, Michael, parents, Leslie and Ethel Whittington, and sisters, Linda and Diane, given by Sharon Williams and family. We're having a planning meeting after church on the 27th, so then we'll be able to tell you all the upcoming events until the spring. White Gift Sunday, we invite you to bring a donation of food or a donation to support our food cupboard. New Year's, the plans are shaping up. Saturday, December the 31st, and the details are in our email. We're going to be having Denise Pelley to sing. New Year's Day is a Sunday. There will be a prayer said at 11, but only a minimal service, and there will be no early service that day. The Christmas Star Bazaar. Thank you to everyone who donated, baked, worked, shopped. Thanks to Sandra for leading the craft club and the beautiful artistic baking. We have raised $3,000. And the Manor Park Evening Post, which was Sunday afternoon last. Paul, Katie, Stephen, Adam, and Kedreth, big thank you for donating your talents and your time. And we raised, thanks to your coming out to this fantastic show, $1,250. Stamps for Christmas cards. This is the last Sunday for that. The sheets are available. You give your stamps to or your cards to Barb, etc. Thank you to everyone who came out yesterday, Saturday, for decorating for Christmas. The church looks fantastic. We had a really nice time. Draws. Hilda has the tickets. There's a handmade Afghan and hockey tickets. And the draw, the lucky winners will be drawn on New Year's Eve. Carol service December 4th at 7, tea and goodies to follow. And in the morning, regular church services, but do feel free to count the carol service as your church attendance that day. There's going to be a cookie draw. We need donations of cookies, 6 dozen non-gooey cookies on Saturday, December 3rd. Tell Sandra, and the draw will be after the carol service. A Christmas sing-along with Steve, December 14th at 2 in the afternoon. Mint smoothies with Sandra, or from Sandra, $3, all the proceeds to the church. Make great stocking stuffers. Save your canceled stamps for Gloria. And I'll let you read the rest of the announcements. Regular or special donations, of course, can be sent to our envelope secretary, Barb Smallman. Her information is in the email accompanying this service. And now the opening of our worship. Alleluia. The Spirit of the Lord renews the face of the earth. O come, let us worship. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. And a thematic prayer for this, the first Sunday of Advent. God of justice and peace, from the heavens you rain down mercy and kindness, that on earth all may stand in awe and wonder before your marvelous deeds. Raise our heads in expectation, that we may yearn for the coming day of the Lord, and stand without blame before your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. And a reading from Matthew. But about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, and until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, and one will be taken, and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken, one will be left. Keep awake, therefore. You do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And now a sermon about that reading. Well, have you ever fallen asleep at the wrong time or in the wrong place? That's so embarrassing, but it is a common experience. It's hard to fight off sleep when your body decides to shut down. During the 2019 Super Bowl game, Carissa Maxwell, deputy editor and producer with Sporting News, spotted a man sleeping in the stands and took a photo. She kept an eye on the man. She reported he slept through the entire first quarter of the game. She posted the photo of the Super Bowl sleeper, and by that evening had received 5 million views. Well, people were amazed, of course, because the average ticket at that game was between $5,000 and $6,000. And here was someone sleeping through it. And yet this fan, who was sitting in the thick of all this excitement, couldn't help falling asleep. It seems like the world can be divided between people who have trouble falling asleep and people who have trouble waking up. Not sure which is more annoying. Now, Jesus' warning in our scripture lesson can be summed up in two words. Wake up. Be awake. Jesus spoke these words in Matthew 24 when he knew he wouldn't be with his disciples much longer. How would this truth reorder our priorities? What would become most important in our lives, and what would lose its importance? Jesus gives us the best example of what it means to live every moment in hopeful, obedient expectation of God working in the world. The first lesson we learn from Jesus' daily life is that he prayed regularly. Like pastor and author Bruce Larson was talking to a pilot friend about a recent plane crash in his area. The pilot had been flying through fog when he crashed into the side of a mountain. Larson's pilot friend told him it was a standard part of their training to fly up higher in fog. They were supposed to rise high enough to see over the fog. As he said, they keep going up until they can see. Larson says that this is the point of prayer too. The Bible tells us that our thoughts are not God's thoughts, and God's ways are higher than our ways. When we pray and align our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of God, we're rising above our current circumstances, above all the distractions that seem so abundant these days, to see life as God sees it. The second lesson we learn from Jesus' daily life is that he paid attention to the needs right in front of him. He viewed every moment in life as an opportunity from God to change people's lives. This was Jesus' nature and his calling. How can we make it our nature and calling? That goes back to praying in such a way that we align our heart and mind with the heart and mind of God. What needs God has put right in front of me that I can meet, those are the needs that I am meant to meet. Like when a natural disaster hits, there are plenty of agencies to provide emergency supplies and food and health care. But who is there to provide emotional support to survivors? A man named Dave Graham is spending his retirement years traveling across this country to provide a listening ear for survivors of natural disasters. He quickly realized that he could do good if he just listened to people who needed to process their emotions in a stressful time. As a matter of fact, quite often, if someone will listen to us, suddenly we'll see the solution of our problems ourselves. And so Bruce Larson carries around a sign that reads, "Need to talk?" And then he looks for people who need a listening ear. He says he generally keeps his mouth shut, but will pray for anyone of any faith who asks him to. Beyond that, he just listens. And the final lesson we learn from Jesus' daily life is he never missed an opportunity to express love. It takes boldness to live a lifestyle of love in our culture. Our culture encourages us to put our needs first. But read through the life of Jesus and you'll find he never missed an opportunity to give love, even when it cost him time, energy, and his reputation. Jesus' love is still changing the world today. Like a few years ago, Heather Thompson Day was teaching at a college in Michigan. One of her students, named Shatina, didn't seem interested in the course. She avoided eye contact with her professor. Some days she'd even put her head on the desk and nap a little bit in class. One morning, when Shatina walked into class, Thompson Day felt a strange, strong urge to give Shatina the money in her wallet. But Thompson Day brushed it off. Professors don't give their students money for no reason. So Thompson Day didn't follow through with the urge. The following Monday morning, Thompson Day asked Shatina to stay after class to talk to her. She pulled $40 from her wallet and handed it to the girl, and she said she felt she should give her the money, and she hoped she would accept it. Shatina began to cry. She said, "Before I stepped into this class, I did something I haven't done in several years. I prayed." Shatina, it turns out, was a single mother who had grown up in foster care. She had no family support for raising her child and had a desperate need for diapers. Shatina didn't even believe in God, she thought, but she didn't have any other options than to pray. Just before class, she'd prayed that God would provide her with enough money to buy diapers for her baby. And now her professor, answering the prayer she prayed to a God she really didn't believe in. Jesus has to go away in our reading today. And he has challenges, and he challenges us to stay awake, to be ready, to be aware, to be involved in life. The best way to be ready is to live our daily lives as Jesus lived his. Praying to align our heart and mind with God's. Taking care of needs that are right in front of us. And never missing an opportunity to share God's love with others. Amen. And now our hymn.
Strength and consolation
above all the earth thou art.
Dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart.
Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended the dead. On the third day, He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And our prayers. We seek the mighty God in the most unlikely places, as a child in a stable and in an empty tomb. May God hear these prayers, which come from the unlikely corners of our lives. We pray for Jamie, Drew, Maddox, Randy, Rick, Shelley, Martin, Sharon, Anne, Marcel, Tara, Jeff, Nicole, Shelley, Linda, Sharon, Philip, Jackie, Cam, Diana, Ian, Edna, Matthew, Annika, Janice, Darren, Roland, Clark, Anna, Len, Donna, Diane, Norma, Dave, Peter, Dan, Marilyn, Val, Karen, Bill, Sheila, Jessica, Sonia, Jamie, Joel, Melanie, Marlene, and Pam, Brooks, Brian, Linda, and Alan, Eunice, Jean, Marilyn, Connie, Jack, Jack and Julie, Kiana, Ella, Evelyn, Debbie, Dory, Belinda, Kim, Ross, Francis, Bill, Jeff, Pat, Grant, Jean, and Brian, and all others who are in your hearts who require God's special blessing. So give us ears to hear, O God, and eyes to watch, that we may know your presence in our midst during this holy season of joy as we anticipate the coming of Jesus Christ. Amen. And as our Savior has taught us, let us pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God, from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And a prayer. Unexpected God, your advent alarms us. Wake us from the drowsy worship and the sleep that neglects love and the sedative of misdirected frenzy. Awaken us now to your coming. And bend our angers into your peace. Amen. And a blessing from the Book of Common Prayer. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you for worshiping with us this week. And it's always good to hear from you. Always feel free to call or text or email as is your preference. And now, our parting blessing song.
May God's blessings surround you.